continuing our Indianola High School spring sports spotlights with senior girls track athlete Ashley Rockhold. Thank you very much for joining us. Ashley, we talked a little bit about the team culture in cross country and about how you were really excited to run track this spring. Kind of talk about how the cross country season training through towards spring and kind of keeping that team culture alive.
Oh, yeah. The cross country season was great. Like, the team really came together to qualify for state. And I think we kind of carried that enthusiasm, like, through the off season training, and we were super ready to go for track season.
What was the preparation like? Because I know I've talked to Coach Arndt, and she talked a lot about the seniors leading by example and getting in the weight room. Is that kind of what you saw as well?
Yeah, so we were in the weight room quite a bit, and we did, so we would train in the high school in the hallways a lot, and we just kind of did some, like, basic, like, mobility work and, like, working on our speed.
Well, I know girls track was one of the only, really only competitions that got a chance to go out and compete at UNI. So kind of talk about, you know, having at least something for that spring season.
Yeah, so even though we only got one meet in, I think we competed really well, especially for it being our first meet, and we had really tough competition. So we were kind of sad that that was our only meet, because I think we would have seen a lot of great things the next coming meets.
What were the goals, or I guess what did the goals mean to you this season? You know, the qualified for state track. This year you wanted to win the conference. This year you wanted to take it to that next level. Is that kind of, did that mean a lot to you?
Yeah, it did mean a lot to me. The whole team, really, we wanted to not only be conference champions, but we wanted to get as many points as possible in the state meet this year.
Well, again, I know it's disappointing that you weren't able to go out and compete for the spring season. So kind of talk a little bit about not being able to do that your senior year, and I guess some of the good memories you're going to take from track as well.
Yeah, I'm devastated that I don't get to complete my senior year in my last track season, but I've had great memories with the team. The track team is kind of like a second family to me, and yeah.
Well, Coach Arndt talked a lot about this senior class leaving a lot of holes to fill. She said you were a really fun senior class. I guess, what does that mean to you, and what do you want to pass down to the juniors and sophomores on the squad?
Yeah, I'm glad that we kind of got to leave an impact on the rest of the girls on the team and the coaches. But I see great leadership in some of the younger athletes, and I can say that we have a promising future.
Ashley is a kid who's not real loud, not real vocal, but Ashley comes to work every day. I mean, she comes and she gives you an effort every day. She's there. Anything that's optional, she's there. You know, you tell her, you know, to go do a run on the weekend, and you know that she's going to do it. You know, she's going to put the time in. She's a kid, I think, coming out of junior high that really didn't know where she fit in, you know, what her athletic strengths were going to be. And it turned out that she ended up being a pretty good long-distance runner. And, I think her better days are ahead of her. Could always count on her, because she could run the 3,000 in track. She runs 1,500. She can run 800. I put her in a couple fours last year just to see what she could do. And to be honest with you, she did a pretty nice job. I know she was looking to cap off this senior year again and, you know, qualify for the state meet. But, again, she gets the opportunity to compete some more. She is going to stay right here in town and be a great addition to Simpson College.